till the day when the nations will be one and war will be no more. Then we shall celebrate as Israel did, singing the ancient songs on the shores of the sea.
Singing songs of human destroyed and understanding in this chapter. The song of God's miracles, and the word protected and cherished, and given for our children and the generations to come. The song of a land once ravaged by war, now quiet and content, her soldiers home to bleed no more. The song of the world redeemed, the song of peace.
I invite you to rise as you are able. You know how much you are loved. you share in the loving act, the gentle act of leaving here, you can just simply put in the pews the things in your life that no longer serve you. Fear, worry, greed, consumption.
Spread over us a shelter of your peace.
nothing you can do. There is nothing on this earth that can separate you from the great love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And in this confidence that we can pray, we pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Before Doug left, Doug Keel left for Florida, he sat me down and he said, Sarah, you got to fix the Lord's Prayer. And I said, oh, I don't know that I can, but I'll try. He said, I can't remember which one he says. He either says debts or he says trespasses. And he's like, it screws me up when you got the sins in there. And I'm like, I know, I say sins, and everybody's saying trespasses or debts. I can't remember which one you say. And I know that this prayer is a great gift to us because it's embedded in us. So don't worry. Don't get all bunched up about the words. You say your heart. You say what prayer is in your hearts. And I will say what prayer is in my heart. And I know that sometimes we don't match up. But that's okay. It's okay. And I will try. I will try to remember to have debts, trespasses, sins all in a row. And you can just pick which one you want. It's like choose your own adventure, but that was fun. And I will try to do that because it's okay for us to not always be in agreement. But we love each other anyway, right? And we will still pass the peace, right? We will pass the peace here today, and we'll practice it until we can do it when we're not in agreement, when we're outside and it's cold and we're crappy. We will pass the peace today and tomorrow and all the days.
Thank you.
Holy cow. That's something, isn't it? You can smell it, right? And she runs out and thinks she uses it so much. Isn't that interesting? Is it okay how I match you with some oil? Okay, I'm going to anoint you with some oil. Basically, all I got to do is just smear it on you. You want to get smeared? You got some on you? Is that okay?
Thank you.
The reader today? The scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke. This is the fourth chapter, verses 14 through 30. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the church were fixed on him, the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here in your hometown all the things that you have also said you would do in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. And yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elijah. None of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Today is the first word Jesus speaks as his ministry begins. Today, he says, the hope contained in the words of the prophet Isaiah is realized. Today, God has come to release and restore, reach and redeem. Not just you, but everyone. Jesus stands before his congregation in his hometown and says, "Now. My hand is on the plow. That mission that you've been talking about, crafting, honing, let's do it now. I know the work ahead. You know the work ahead. Let's do it. Let us till this soil, hoe this row, let us be like farmers and cast the seed." And this is where Jesus gets into trouble. Today, now, are dangerous words. If Jesus had said, "Someday, after a while, in the sweet by and by, soon and very soon, tomorrow," he could have comforted the people, pacified their fears and disappointments. You don't get thrown off a cliff for saying, "I'm going to make some changes soon, in the near future." Change is all very well and good, but don't upset our lives. Change other people, but don't change us, Jesus. Today is dangerous. Because every good institution ever, every good institution knows that change must come incrementally. Didn't Jesus have a consultant? Were they sleeping on the job? He should fire his consultant. Change. Every prophet said ever. Accept it, said every prophet ever. Change, Martin Luther King Jr. was told, while in a jail in Birmingham by white clergy, I don't know if you can even say the word colleagues. Change must come slowly. You're moving too fast, Martin. Settle down, calm down. Justice will come tomorrow. Be patient. Wait, says every institution ever. Martin Luther King Jr. said, waiting is too much of a burden for oppressed people to bear. Justice too long delayed is justice denied. Wait. Music to the ears of those making the budget. Let's try it out for 6 days. It means something very different for those sleeping in the warming house on the west end of Duluth. The word, in its nowness, says no to our paralysis of analysis. The word forces us to face the immediacy of God's promises and presence. God is present with us now. Today, says Jesus, the scripture is fulfilled. The Spirit of the Lord is present now, not somewhere else, with some other people, on another day. We are not just merely hearing the report of someone else's experience with God, but we are being invited to participate in the work of the Spirit now, to recognize the living God today. I don't know why the lectionary elders chose this scripture passage for today, this the coldest day of the year so far. I don't know what hearing these words might mean for you today. But I hope that you that we might become people of generous, open spirits and hearts and minds. I invite you to consider how you have received, how you might give, how you might participate in the great giving and receiving of God's Spirit. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering today.
Your handprint and take a look. It's pretty amazing that We are from it, the entire world. We have set the chum dinner for February 12th. And Nancy, there's Nancy. Nancy, come on up here with me. Nancy and I are putting together the dinner. And Nancy is chairman of the missions committee. And we've decided that we're going to do a really good meal. And we're going to do meatloaf and fancy potatoes and green beans. We have one can of green beans left in the pantry from before. We're going to use that up. And we're kind of doing in our head what it's going to cost. And we only have $125, and we usually feed 100 more people down there. So next Sunday, I'm going to have a list of ingredients that we're going to need for different things. And if you can help us by bringing any of those ingredients by the next Sunday, we will know by Monday what we have to go shop for, and then we can make our $125 stretch. So help us out, if you can, with our chum dinner.
Can I say something, Nancy? Beth? So our mission team is experiencing the various communities of care in Twin Ports. So not only are we going to serve a meal, but we're going to have a tour of CHUM beforehand. And this month, and then for the next few months to come, when the mission team meets, we're going to not just meet, but have tours of various care facilities and places of care. Places that we normally service, but that we would love to partner with or experience in a deeper way. So you can participate in these tours and educational experiences too. Just let me or Nancy or Ben or anybody on the mission team that you can grab. I think you want to say something.
Yes, and we'll be doing another dinner later in the year also, but I was just going to say, if you want to bring a couple pounds of frozen hamburger, ground beef, that's an ingredient we all recognize. So we can put it in the freezer downstairs, and we'll be good.
And we need help. We need help cooking.
We need help.
We need help cleaning up.
The weather gets colder. We get smear here. We get better.
So I know the bulletin has the information on the past debate that's coming up. The sign-up sheets to help are in the narthex there, along with the order form. So please take an order form and get some orders in for us so we know how much to plan for. And we do have some flyers for advertising the past debate. If you can post a flyer in your at your workplace or the beauty shop, hardware store, someplace to get the word out. Let us know if you would like a flyer to do that. Thanks.
I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer and join to sing our closing hymn. I invite you to rise as we're able in body.
Thank you.
release those who are oppressed in captivity. May you bring light to the world. May you proclaim the presence and the power of God wherever you go, so go. Amen.
Thank you. this point.